Gun control has been a highly debated topic in many countries, particularly in the United States, where firearm ownership is deeply ingrained in the nation's history and culture. The discussion is complex, touching on constitutional rights, public safety, and social responsibility. Below is an exploration of gun control, its context, the main arguments for and against it, and a balanced summary. Context and background. Signed. The Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, ratified in 1791, states a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This has served as the foundation for both pro-gun rights advocates and those seeking to regulate firearm access. In recent years, the US has witnessed a surge in public shootings and gun-related violence, sparking repeated calls for more stringent gun control. According to CDC data, firearm-related injuries are a leading cause of death in the US, creating a sense of urgency among supporters of stricter laws. Pros of gun control. 1. Reduction in gun violence and homicides. One of the most compelling arguments for gun control is its potential to reduce gun violence. Countries that have implemented strict gun laws, such as Australia, have seen notable declines in gun-related incidents. After Australia's 1996 gun law reform, which included a buyback program for semi-automatic weapons, gun-related homicides and suicides dropped significantly. This suggests that well-crafted policies can lead to a decrease in firearm-related deaths. 2. Prevention of mass shootings. Massachusetts shootings in schools, workplaces, and public spaces have become a tragic reality, especially in the US. Advocates for gun control argue that limiting access to high-capacity magazines and assault weapons could mitigate these events. By regulating or banning these powerful firearms, it becomes harder for individuals to commit large-scale acts of violence, potentially saving lives and creating a safer public environment. 3. Public health and safety. Gun control proponents often frame firearm regulations as a public health issue, akin to seatbelt laws or anti-smoking campaigns. Measures like safe storage regulations, mandatory safety locks, and waiting periods can prevent impulsive acts of violence and accidental shootings. Children and teenagers are especially at risk in homes with unsecured firearms, so these policies could play a critical role in safeguarding them. 4. Comprehensive background checks. Universal background checks are seen as a straightforward and effective measure to prevent firearms from being purchased by individuals with a history of violence, mental health issues, or criminal behavior. Data shows that states with stricter background check laws often experience lower gun violence rates compared to those with lax regulations, supporting the argument for their nationwide implementation. 5. Reduction in suicide rates. Firearms are one of the most lethal methods of suicide due to their high fatality rate. Proponents argue that measures such as mandatory waiting periods and limited access to guns can act as a deterrent during periods of crisis, allowing individuals time to reconsider or seek help. Research indicates that countries with stringent gun laws often report lower suicide rates. Cons of gun control. 1. Infringement on constitutional rights. The strongest argument against gun control is the belief that it infringes upon the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Many Americans interpret the amendment as a guarantee of the individual right to own firearms for self-defense and lawful purposes. Any restrictions are seen by opponents as an erosion of civil liberties and a step toward excessive government control. 2. Essential for self-defense. For many gun owners, firearms are vital for personal safety. According to Pew Research Center data, a significant portion of gun owners cite self-defense as the primary reason for their possession of firearms. Gun control opponents argue that restrictions could leave law-abiding citizens defenseless, especially in areas where emergency response times are slow or crime rates are high. 3. Questionable effectiveness. Critics often point out that stricter gun laws may not necessarily result in a reduction of overall crime. Criminals, they argue, are likely to bypass legal channels to obtain firearms, rendering regulations ineffective for curbing violence. This raises the concern that gun control measures disproportionately impact law-abiding citizens while doing little to stop those determined to commit crimes. 4. Economic and practical concerns. Implementing gun control measures can be costly and logistically complex. Large-scale programs, such as gun buybacks or universal background checks, require significant funding, administrative oversight, and manpower. The complexity increases in cases where state and federal laws conflict, creating challenges for consistent enforcement. 5. The problem of illegal trafficking. Gun control does not entirely address the black market for firearms. Critics argue that even with strict laws, an underground market continues to thrive, providing guns without any oversight or checks. This undermines the effectiveness of regulations, as those who are intent on obtaining firearms illegally often find ways to do so. 6. Cultural and regional differences. The gun control debate often overlooks the diverse cultural and regional attitudes toward firearms. For many Americans, particularly in rural areas, guns are not just tools for self-defense, but also symbols of heritage and tradition. Measures that may be effective or accepted in urban areas can be seen as intrusive or unnecessary in regions with long-standing gun cultures. Global perspective. Looking globally, countries like Japan and Australia have adopted some of the strictest gun laws in the world and have correspondingly low rates of gun violence. Japan requires a rigorous process for gun ownership that includes a written test, mental health evaluation, and extensive background checks. Conversely, Switzerland has a high rate of gun ownership but low gun-related violence, credited to comprehensive training and cultural norms around gun use. Summary. The debate over gun control is multifaceted, involving constitutional rights, public safety concerns, and the effectiveness of legislation. Proponents of gun control emphasize that measures like background checks, safe storage laws, and restrictions on high-capacity magazines could prevent loss of life and reduce mass shootings. On the other hand, opponents argue that such regulations infringe upon individual rights, may not effectively curb crime, and could leave law-abiding citizens defenseless. Ultimately, the goal for both sides is safety and the preservation of life, but they differ on how to achieve that. Effective policies may need to find a balance between protecting public safety and respecting constitutional rights, potentially incorporating aspects like enhanced background checks and mandatory training without an outright ban on gun ownership. For further reading,